Now, listen to him. He comes on strong. He's still able to have a comeback. You feel like, though, that it'd be better if he didn't answer from now on, but he's ready to answer, and he's going to defend himself. And actually, what he's saying now here is, he's growing weary of their false charges. And he's now going to appeal to a higher court. And he has to agree the wicked will be punished. But he just has to say it doesn't apply to him at all. And it's not for him. And so he begins by saying, here, just give me a little attention. In other words, he says, listen to me and then you can mock on. But Job answered and said, now I'm reading verse 2 of chapter 21. Hear diligently my speech, and let this be your consolations. In other words, Job, in a sarcastic manner, is saying, I'm going to console you. He says, suffer me that I may speak, and after that I've spoken, mock on. But let me get in my word. But, of course, Job has had plenty of words to say. As for me, is my complaint to man? And if it were so, why should not my spirit be troubled? Now, he says, I'm not making my complaint to man. I'm appealing to God. Mark me and be astonished. Lay your hand upon your mouth. In other words, he's saying to them, shut up. Even when I remember I'm afraid and trembling take hold upon my flesh, wherefore do the wicked live? Become old. Ye are mighty in power. Now he says, I want to say this to you, that wicked are not always cut off, but they sometimes attain old age, and their property remains intact, and their children are able to inherit it, and they are numerous. My, they've got a whole flock of children, and they dance and are gay and they rejoice, and they're having a good time, they're living it up. And you may say their folly is going to be apparent, but you're mistaken. For like others, they go down to the grave. Their career was not an exclamation that said to God, depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of thy ways. And why should we, they ask insultingly. Well, will you notice now, let me read through here, because Job's got a very good argument going, as you can see. He says here, he says, wherefore do the wicked live, become old, yea, are mighty in power? Their seed is established in their sight with them, and their offspring before their eyes. Their houses are safe from fear, neither is the rod of God upon them. Their bull genereth and faileth not, their cow calveth and casteth not a calf. Remember, Job was a rancher. He had a lot of cattle. And he says that they are prosperous cattlemen. And I can remember as a boy in West Texas, some of the biggest drunkards that were in the neighborhood were also the biggest ranchers in the neighborhood. And I still see those names today as being ranchers in West Texas. But the old boys that were there in that day, they're gone. And their sons have apparently fallen right along in their footsteps. And they're going to disappear also. But they do prosper. Job's calling attention to that. That disturbed David, by the way. It worried him a great deal. He said, well, I saw the wicked spreading himself like a green bay tree. But he did find out that finally God moves in judgment. Now, he goes on, he says, they send forth their little ones like a flock, and their children dance. They take the timbrel and harp and rejoice the sound of the organ. They spend their days in wealth, and in a moment go down to the grave. Now, on a radio network like this, I don't want to call names, but I don't have to call names. Because think of the rich in this country today, names that stand for money. In fact, their names spell money. And they're living it up. And they have no reputation for godliness. They've been godless. And we find that they are in politics, they are in high society, they don't seem to suffer as other people suffer at all. May I say to you, that causes you to wonder, does it not? Well, Job is saying, the wicked do prosper.